You know that sound your computer makes when you release an email into the internet? Swoop, and you are done. Whatever it was you were working on is now off your plate and out of your mind so you can focus on the next task at hand. Conversely, you also probably know what it's like to have emails piling up in your inbox, some read, some unread, turning your email inbox into a holding chamber for undone work. Before you go running to your email to release the backlog of communication, let's discuss the power of the word release, which became my word goal for 2018. Although I always have many emails I need to release out of my inbox, my motivation for using release as my mantra goal word in 2018 was intended to release certain relationships and walk away from people who were not really meant for me or serving my needs. I remember when I first declared that release was my word goal for the year on social media, I had several friends respond and say, "Don't release me." The pitch challenge today: recognize who is taking up space in your life and determine who is draining the life from you. Is it time to let this person or group of people go? The first person I released from my life in 2018 was someone I had been dating on and off for a couple of years. This time around, however, I realized I had to release him completely and make sure he never merged his way back into my life. He was another level of narcissist and a version of one I had not previously encountered, but like past narcissists in my life, he was now taking advantage of me and using his charm to manipulate me into funding him. As hard as it was, I released him and explained to him why I was releasing him so that it was clear that there would be no opportunity for him to re-enter my life at a future date. The second person I released in 2018 was not by my choice, but one I had to accept. On January 18th, my father passed away after a long battle with Alzheimer's disease. Of course, I didn't want to release him, but I could tell he was ready to go and needed to be released from the pain and suffering he was enduring in this world so that he could live a new life and a new body, free from his illness, in his final resting place and at home in heaven. I released my dad and told him it was okay to go whenever he was ready, but I will always carry a piece of him in my heart. There may be people in your life that you need to release because they are toxic or taking advantage of you. And there may be other people in your life who you need to release because it's their time to move on to the next best thing for them. Although my focus in 2018 on the word release was not an enjoyable year with relationships, it allowed me to prune and make space for new people that would be coming into my life soon. As you contemplate your word goal of the year, what tough words should you consider to make deep and lasting changes?